Occurred to me that what we should have done is
disappointed.
Nothing. It should have just been like an hour file of silence after the song, because it's the dead episode. That would have been much better.
Yeah, we could have uploaded from the
and then the song ends an hour later. The song ends. That would have been good.
Midnight, come for the last time.
How pissed are
fucking my
ends. How pissed are the people that really did believe that it was going to die, that the Earth was going to end tonight, and they happened to just like die of bronchitis or something? How pissed are those people? They're like, it's not going to happen. Like, tomorrow they die. Like, the end of the day. How angry are they? How angry are them? Okay, warning. Fair warning, everyone. I took zinc, which makes my brain fizzle.
How is that possible?
Yeah, it doesn't work well with my brain.
Also, are you sick?
No. Also, I've been working on the most ridiculous, asinine, like, technical bullshit for the last 4.5 hours. So my brain is
you're building a rat
place.
Cage?
Weird. That's not technical. Not really.
Sort of.
No.
If it's newfangled.
If it's newfangled.
A lot of spreadsheets have been in my view. And technology.
Trying to figure out how long your marriage is going to last?
We were just having a great conversation in there, which Tyler and I realized the exact same. As I was thinking this, Tyler blurts out, this is an after-disaster conversation, which Mike and Catherine Wood was having and Tyler
was
having.
The main conversation was, if it was the end of the world, what would Stanley fuck?
Yeah.
And they decided rats.
It started off with, like, what if we went outside and everyone was just dead? And then Anne immediately says, we'd have to fuck everyone, to the other girl that was in there. And then they start trying to figure out how to, like, repopulate the world. And then they're like, we have a dog. And then they're asking me, is Stanley fixed? I said, yeah. And Anne's like, we'd have to unfix him. And then Catherine Wood says, there might be rats in the building, though. What does that mean?
And why do we have to fuck something?
We have to repopulate
the earth. We need listeners. We need listeners, Mike.
Essentially, Anne's going to get...
Yeah, she's going to get banged.
She's the mom here.
And then here's my genius comment, because I'm still like in this fugue state. I'm about to leave for a minute and come back. I'll be better. But my comment was, we would find a science building and learn how to clone.
In
DNA.
Here? Within the studio?
No, we could leave.
No, we leave and venture out for the science building.
Somehow we're the only ones that survived. Everyone else is gone.
Yes.
Mike. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea that Mike has no qualms with the fact that you said science building.
Yeah, and he just glazed.
He's like, sure, yeah, find the building of science.
We keep doing the show for ourselves.
I'm leaving for a minute.
We're
going to come back.
Doing the show for ourselves.
Watch out for that camera. Why are you leaving?
This is what he does.
Oh, wow.
We haven't welcomed anyone to the show. We haven't said hello to anybody. We just started talking about dogs banging rats. That's the first thing we did tonight.
Doesn't it seem like we were just here?
Where?
In the studio?
We were just here, Mike.
That's what I mean. That's
we were
why
here
it
last
seems
night.
Like it. That's exactly why it seems like it.
Doing the After Disaster Family Christmas starring the Film Vault, but we are generous enough to let them host it. So everybody tomorrow, go download the Film Vault and you will hear the After Disaster Family Christmas.
I don't think you're loud enough, by the way.
How's that?
Much better.
Yeah? You like that?
Yeah.
Your ears liking that?
What are you guys doing for Christmas?
How about everybody at home?
What are you and the wife doing? Going family stuff?
Yeah.
Did you get her a present yet?
No. There are options on the table that have yet to be...
Oh, yeah, you mentioned them last night.
Yeah, we talked about this last night.
I know, but now we're doing a show, so...
Yeah, you're right.
We should do a show where we just bring up topics and then we skate over it without mentioning what they are.
You mean every episode of the show that's
Yeah, we
ever
should do
happened.
The same thing
all
as we always do.
All 166 of them?
I've got... Why is Anderson in the other room?
By the way, I have a name suggestion for the show. I have a name proposition for the changing of the name of our show.
Let's hear it.
No. Anderson has to be at a mic. He can't just be walking around having zinc tea like an asshole.
Why is he having zinc if he's not ill?
I'm having zinc, and it really affects my brain.
Why are you going with the zinc route when...
Zinc route?
Yeah. Zinc route.
Oh.
I don't know. Route,
welcome
route,
to
whatever.
The After Zest, everybody. I am Anderson Cowan, and that is Mike Carano.
There's the energy.
Tyler
folks.
Is... awake at the wheel tonight for the first time in weeks.
I'm awake at the wheel.
The
I'm
boy.
Also, I'm also at the wheel for the first time in weeks.
Has been living up to his Twitter name and ruining this goddamn show with his negative energy, no energy, or that's more
okay.
Talking about the show
you
on the show.
You can now resume.
It stopped?
I'm glad you keep an eye on it.
I hope I have what we just did, because that was gold.
No, there was
you
no
guys,
no,
what
I,
do you...
Okay, I have it. We're fine.
Here's what I want to know.
Rune's got it. Rune, you got it?
Rune doesn't record it.
Hey, we got Santa hats on theafterdisaster.com. I suggest everyone go over there and check it out. Tyler is back up there. I'm not sure why.
I'm back, baby.
Scott, I would like a better picture of myself. I have cheese face. I don't like it.
Ugh.
And I have like a triple chin. I look like a mechanic or a football team owner. I look like I own an NFL
football team. Owner.
I don't like it. If I could get
one of those third-rate teams, too.
Okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
You guys.
CFL. I'm a CFL owner. Yes.
No, arena football.
Canadian
arena football.
I'm making an assumption here that you guys don't have big concrete plans for New Year's Eve.
I heard something else coming right down to the end when the N got in there.
I made the assumption
that you don't have big concrete.
I was thinking this time we actually do a show on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, from the snow on mushrooms. I mean, from the snow.
I'm in.
That text that I sent you last night was a real thing.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm totally in.
All right, we'll figure out exactly what we can do. We'll do a live show and we'll record it and we'll post it. It'll be great.
Can you do it?
I kind of have New Year's plans.
That's what I was asking. What are they, though?
It doesn't have to be New Year's. It can be a couple days after New Year's.
I can't do it after New Year's. I have work.
You guys are meeting me at the Salton Sea, right?
What are your New Year's plans that are so important?
He's got like 25-year-old friends, dude.
No, I have very like rich kind of family members that are having a big soiree.
Sounds horrible.
Can't
why
you skip
out
it to
the
do the
door?
Show? Can it's we cool. just can we come?
Sure.
No, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out too.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not feeling it.
I was feeling it till now. Now I've lost interest.
A rich Christian conservative party? Can you imagine how horrible that will be?
No, it's the opposite. They're very liberal.
Oh, they're Jewish?
What?
It
no.
would be the opposite.
That's not how the scale works.
I'm pretty sure Judaism isn't the opposite of Christianity.
It is. It absolutely is.
It's not the
people
opposite.
That killed Christ are the opposite of Christianity.
They
yes.
believe in half the same book.
Yeah.
No, they believe
what
in the first one. They don't believe in the sequel.
I said half.
Let's get into Christianity and Judaism and religion as a
bring
whole.
Bring it, Jew.
Here's a little piece of irony. I shouldn't be disclosing my dad's somewhat anti-Semitic, but he is. It's a different time, you know, different era.
I love that excuse, which is true.
It was a very different time.
I agree.
We could slap our women back then.
I wanted to buy him. I was doing some Christmas shopping recently, and I saw like an 8-pack of dreidels, and I was going to buy him some dreidels, just as a little yuck joke, little joke stocking stuffer. And then I saw it was $7.99. I'm like,
yeah,
way too expensive.
Not funny.
A joke.
Not funny now.
Now who's the anti-Semite and who's actually, you know, see what I mean? I'm being cheap there. Get it? I'm being frugal. Christ Almighty. All right, enough of the anti-Semitism.
Okay, so we're off. New Year's Eve is not happening.
Unless we're Jewish. We're in.
Or there's bagels.
Are we doing the show next week? I assume not.
Guess what I have to do? I have to come in there, Tyler, and fix things. You guys, make the show good while I'm
you
gone.
You were just in here. What is wrong with my mic? I
all
sound
right.
like I'm talking in a bathroom.
Gear it up to make the show good.
Turn it on, Carano.
We've got about 30 seconds to make it good.
30 suckins?
I didn't say that.
That's our new measurement of time, suckins.
My speech is always
I'll be there
up.
In about 30 seconds.
In Roman times, they probably said that.
This is so dumb.
Jennifer was upset that we had an archaeologist on, and we didn't
upset that you had, yeah.
We didn't fill her in on that. Well, her replacement is here.
She can be happy because you guys didn't even let that guy say more than one word besides the fact that he was an archaeologist.
I didn't even know we had an archaeologist in here until
yes,
people reminded me. No, now I know.
You were literally in here saying, yo, you're an archaeologist. What's the coolest thing you found?
And yeah, but I forgot that he was in here. My memory is shot.
Can we talk about how the world is still here? Why? What?
No. Who cares?
But Hawaii is not safe yet. Hawaii is not in the clear. That's what I'm worried about.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Hawaii explodes?
No.
Are you making a statement?
That'd be terrible.
Or are you a new Batman villain?
Why does my mic sound like ass?
That's not the mic. That's you. That's you.
My vocal tones sound like I'm in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's
upsetting.
Okay. Lots to talk about. I came in with my no hate tape, and you guys didn't say anything about it, so I took it.
But what are you making a statement about?
Because I'm saying too many horrible things on the show, so I thought I'd tape my mouth shut.
Oh,
that's
going to
make for a good show. Yeah,
that's a good sound.
That was a good
it's kind of good. If you're pretty waxing solid. Your face,
That was a flashback. I was like 8 years old, and I remember I was doing some horrible book report. It was a science report about bees, and I was reading about bees and listening to some kind of horrible radio station
mm-hmm.
with music, and then they'd have this contest where they played a sound effect. And I call now, and you'll win some horrible prize if you know what this sound is. And it sounded like this. It sounded like,
call now and win some horrible prize from Stinky Joe and the Twit Twits.
It sounded just like masking tape being pulled off. So I thought I knew for sure, and I called on a loop for about 2 hours.
And?
Never got through. That's the
but
end
what
of the
was
story.
It? What was the sound when it was finally disclosed?
Wait. Stripper's cooch rolling down my leg.
It's a sound you'll never
it
guess.
It was not that.
Rolling?
What is Tyler? What is tweet?
What?
I'm reading the message boards. People want us to give you the business, and it's time, Tyler.
Okay, give me the business.
You sidestepped it earlier when we brought it up a few minutes ago.
Business.
Much like the archaeologist that was in here last week, Don, I believe his name was, friends with Damien. And we'd ask him a question, and we start to get into it, and then immediately just move on to the next thing as he opened his mouth.
Hey, should I go get a jacket out of the trunk, and we can paint it?
No.
Cannon.
Oh, speaking of which, Film Vault. New Film Vault up this week. You pull me down, Tyler? New Film Vault.
I already
available
promoted
now.
It.
Oh, where? Here, on the show.
Hmm?
While I was in there.
I said it was a special after-disaster episode of the Film Vault.
Call 1-800-LAD-191, 1-800-LAD-191.
Ring it up. Talk to us. Tell us your opinions.
Couple things to get to. A and foremost, the first thing we must do is give Tyler the business.
Now, are you giving me the business? I wish I had that drop.
Tyler, a couple weeks ago was not your fault when you came in here. You're on your way in here in your little PJs
mm-hmm.
to do the robe episode with us. Mm-hmm. And your car. You
technically, know. It is your fault.
No.
Not really his fault.
If you would have been in a different lane, you wouldn't have hit that pothole.
Yep. Or if you were a man and you could change a tire, I think we'd be in a different place as well.
My spare did not hold air either, and I can change a tire.
Well, if you were a man, you would know that your spare cannot hold air.
It's my
shit,
new car.
Now I
got to
check my
spare.
Now.
And my spare was fully inflated in my tire, in my trunk. It's once they got the weight of the car on it, it would not hold air.
I feel like I'm in a Dr. Seuss book about the modern road.
I had the tire in the trunk, and when it had the air, it would not hold the air.
This is not fair for my spare.
It would not
hold
it over
air.
There.
Okay. All right. That's my Christmas list. We're not going to talk about that. So last week, we found
hold
out.
It over there. That's such a stretch.
I did not care. It held no air.
I still
I had to
care.
Pull out my hair.
Okay, Tyler. Last
what?
Week, we find out you're not going to be on the show.
Yes.
While Mike and I are at dinner,
mm-hmm.
and I get a text from you. By the way, I'm in D.C.
First of all, I wasn't invited to that dinner, so
well,
that's
no, you weren't.
Your fault.
You weren't a part
so
of that dinner.
You ran to the airport and caught a flight to D.C.?
No, what if I had been here? Maybe I would have liked to go to the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You could have, except for the booth was too small for you to fit.
Yeah.
What are you saying, I'm fat?
True. No, actually, no, we had that big booth.
Had to pull up a chair.
Big booth bitches.
And those two old men sat down, remember, and they took that other part of the table. And then there was a table in between us. So we could have fit like four or five more Tylers.
All right, we screwed up.
No, you weren't invited. Mike
five
was barely
Tyler
invited.
Sounds like a horrible band from the 50s.
But what's the deal with that? Why do you let us know maybe 4 hours before the show that you're not going to make it? It'd be one thing if you were sick.
We had talked about it in passing before that, but
I don't listen.
Clearly you guys don't remember. Which is fine.
I don't even remember that we had an archaeologist on the show.
Exactly.
How am I going to remember
so
your
you
schedule?
Also on the Film Vault this week, it's a white elephant gift exchange, and Tyler brought a fairly amusing gift. I won't give it away, so you can all listen to the episode. Brian was not having that episode. Could you see how angry and annoyed
he was?
Yeah,
he was kind of quiet.
He's a stick in the mud when it comes
really
to
it. He really is. He's like, oh, things are fun. I don't like it.
Oh, everyone's having a good time? I'm out.
Yeah. I can't rant about Transformers. I'm done.
Those cookies that his wife baked were really good.
Those mm-hmm. were really good. I ate
they
five.
Were. He could have dropped those off, turned around, and I think the show would have been better. Just, you know, dropped them off, turned around, and scooted out the door.
Maybe there was some sort of drug in those cookies, and he was pissed off that it wasn't reacting.
I don't understand.
It's like any minute these guys are going to start hallucinating.
Oh,
it's just like,
I see.
My wife screwed up again.
No, that's not true, because we were acting as though we were hallucinating.
Yeah,
I think
a little
that
bit.
That was the problem. But I found out today from my wife, Tyler.
My wife.
That the gift that you brought to the gift exchange,
mm-hmm.
you had already received from someone else.
Possibly.
It was a gift. It was a regift. And last year at the this is the second annual Film Vault family Christmas. Last year was the first annual Film Vault Family Christmas where you guys were on. We did a white elephant. And Cheap Fuck Brian.
I don't think the first one counts as the first annual.
It was the first annual. Cheap Fuck Brian brought his gift was maybe one of the worst gifts I've ever seen in any form, any place. It was awful.
It was horrible.
And poor Ty Ty wound up with it. And it was a look at Mike. He's actually hanging on every word. Can't wait to hear what it is, even though we talked about it at length last night.
I'm reluctant to admit that I don't remember what any of the gifts were.
What? From last night or a year ago?
Yeah, from last night.
Mike, what?
What about your gift?
I honestly don't remember.
Do you have a smooth brain?
I honestly
don't. What does that mean, smooth?
Remember. I think the grooves.
Supposedly, the more you learn, the more wrinkled your brain gets.
I tried to keep mine smooth.
Yeah, so you call people a smooth brain.
Here's the thing about my brain is my brain's fresh because I've never used it. It's fresh.
Good thing you're hanging on to it.
I'll be old and decrepit, and my brain will be brand fucking new.
Brand fucking new.
Yep, they can transplant this baby into some other guy.
So last year,
chick.
Are you in the market for a smooth brain?
Smooth brain.
Brian's gift, which Tyler ended up with, which we talk about at length on the Film Vault, which is currently available, was a box set of that horrible show, Girls Next Door. I mean, like, if you didn't see it the first time around, like, you would ever want to revisit. I can't imagine taking the energy to actually take it out of the sleeve.
Take off the saran wrap.
Opening the, taking off the saran wrap. Yep. Opening the carriage.
Not plastic wrap, saran wrap. Mm-hmm.
Dropping it into the DVD player, then pulling out your penis and nothing happens.
No, it might, because it is Girls Next Door. And it's probably unedited. It's probably some nips.
No.
Penis might dance a bit. Might get some dancing peen.
What?
Yeah.
Dancing peen.
And
awesome.
A special behind-the-scenes segment with Hugh Hefner's dancing peen.
Mm-hmm.
He just parts the robe a little bit. You see an ancient dong drop
it just looks
out.
Like, just looks like a turtle head
hanging
there.
He just has
there.
A canister of dust that's taped to his abdomen.
Hey, everyone, try and call again. I know that I had the phones all fucked up, and I saw you people dropping off like flies. I have a couple lines open. I have four, to be exact. Call 1-800-LOUD-191, because we can't do the show unless we have a full bank. It makes us hurt.
That way there's a chance Dane Cook's listening tonight, so say hi to Dane.
Hey, Dane.
I just saw him a couple nights ago.
Yep. Why would that be a chance?
I don't know. He tweeted that he was listening to a podcast, and it was the worst thing he'd ever heard.
Oh.
And then someone was like, listen to the After Disaster. They tweeted it to him. So I'm pretty sure he probably like did the research, found
he
out
should.
When we were broadcasting.
You know what? I bet there's very few people who talk into microphones who have had anyone's back as much as I have had that Dane Cook's back.
Smooth brain Cook.
Dane Cook, it takes so much unworthy abuse, and it's annoying as fuck.
He takes a lot of people are super jealous of him.
No, but everyone loved him one year, and then the next year,
it wasn't everybody. It wasn't everybody.
Oh, right.
A lot of comics were very envious of him, and
they were more envious of the little man.
Of the who?
Little Man Tate.
Little bit.
Who?
What's his name? Craig Robinson?
Okay, first of all comics are very envious of other comics anyway. Brad Williams. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think Brad Williams is loved.
And he's jealousified. I mean, a lot of people are jealous of him, for sure.
A lot.
Jealous?
Most comics. Most comics are jealous of other comics. Most.
I know. It's a very tight
name them.
Knit group.
All of them. I just named
they
them.
They hate everyone. Oh, by the way, I don't like to do this. I don't like to promote other people's podcasts, especially. But God damn it. Bill Burr, who is supposed to be a guest on the Film Vault. I mean, it's a long thing in the works, and we have a shitty producer. You heard me, Logan. Who doesn't go after people aggressively enough. Bill told me personally. He actually came to me with it. And he's like, hey, your co-host on that show, Film Vault, has been bugging me to come on. But he wanted me to do some stupid thing. What was it? Romantic comedies. I don't know romantic comedies. I'm like, actually, that was my idea, Bill. This is kind of uncomfortable now. That'd be funny if you did top five romantic comedies with us because you're such a guy's guy. He's like, all right, well, you know, I'll do it, but I want it to be a different thing. So that was like a year and a half ago. It's been a while.
Top five movies from Boston.
We're also supposed to have Michael Rapaport on, right? But that's fallen through the cracks a few times, but apparently that was supposed to happen. Long story short, Michael Rapaport is on the most recent Bill Burr podcast, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, good. I'll download it.
It is good shit. First half, it's him talking about his part in working on the set of True Romance, which is really, really interesting in itself. Not really that funny, but interesting and cool. And in the second half, they start talking sports, which I'm not a big football guy at all. But the shit talk was so fast-paced and funny, and it was just two guys giving
each
other
shit. I'll download it for my drive this weekend.
Really funny shit. It's a piss box. It's a piss box. So I recommend that.
I like it.
Hey, everybody, stop what you're doing and go listen to other podcasts.
Yeah.
That's
download it right now.
Fucking hit stop. Go
you can get through that. You can get through that podcast by the time we're done.
On tonight's program, Tyler and Mike are each going to open gifts that I give them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I will open nothing.
I do feel bad about that now. I didn't 10
Tyler
minutes
ago. Tyler is a re-gifter.
I've got something you can unzip.
I've already talked about that.
Oh, really? Now it's a gay show?
Hey, at least I gave a good
re-gift. I'm
going
to ask Mike a question.
I gave a good re-gift.
I almost got in fights in two giant establishments in the last 2 days.
Oh, you gave talk a about good both re-gift. Of
those. And,
Taj Mahal?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does that count as an establishment?
Your money's no good here.
What is that place anyway?
It's a
Taj Mahal. Like,
it's a monument to the guy's dead wife.
That's a true statement that he just made. He decided to torture a bunch of slaves, make them create something because his wife was dead.
You will make me something very beautiful for my dead wife.
Last week I started to talk about something that I found very important to myself. Actually, it was a couple weeks ago, and I never even got to it.
Very important to yourself.
Yeah. It was a story that I tell people.
Oh.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Pretty good. Pretty good readout. So we'll be back after the break with that story.
It's the one that I tell the kids at camp. It's the one that I tell the kids at camp. Yeah, and
Frankenstein?
It
is it Frankenstein?
Stop me if I've already done this. But
or Wolfman.
I feel like it's a good time to do this. All right. You guys ready?
Sure.
Have you heard the kickball story? This is me on pretty much like me in a nutshell. Like I can explain like why I'm so disappointed with the world because of this. All right. When I was like in 5th grade, 4th grade, 6th grade, we used to get like 45 minutes for recess. It wasn't lunch. It was like recess.
That's a long time for recess.
May have been 40 minutes.
They're privileged white kids.
It wasn't that long.
Nope. I think we only got 15 or 20 minutes.
Wrong. I was one of
them. We just got to go look at the sky.
Small minority of white kids, Tyler, to be honest.
We closed our eyes and used our imagination.
So
imagine you're playing tetherball.
I'd get so excited for recess because I was a horrible kid in school,
mm-hmm.
and I had ADD or something close to that. I mean, I couldn't
you had
stay
AD?
Couldn't stay still.
D
couldn't pay attention. I had horrible reading skills. Still do. Couldn't spell. Still can't. Just an awful student. I was terrible. All I wanted to do was talk about things, and that wasn't.
Sounds like you've turned over a new leaf.
That was frowned upon. All right. I wanted was like my classroom to be like this.
So kickball.
Teacher didn't fly with
it. I want to be able to cuss and say ignorant racist things, please.
That's all I wanted. I'm a simple human being. Isn't that what anyone wants?
Can I show up here drunk and be racist? Do you guys offer that?
Offer it like you have a choice in grade school?
You're elective.
Here's what I'm taking this year in grade school. Math, English, PE.
Racial slurs 101.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of history.
Okay. So we'd get kickball, and I'd be very excited to get out there, even though I knew what was going to happen, because it happened 5 fucking days a week. There'd be about 20 of us that wanted to play kickball, and we'd start on picking the teams, and they would argue for
20, meaning like you and kids?
20 kids, 20 of us.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd all want to play kickball.
He was a kid also.
And we'd start, and then the argument would begin, and there'd be debates going on, and it would be like, oh, that's unfair, you can't pick first, or you can't have him. And there'd be about 20, 25 minutes of that, and then we.
So you, as a counselor, couldn't just make a decision for them?
I'm not a counselor.
I was a kid.
I'm a child.
Oh, got it. Sorry.
In 5th grade.
I literally just told you again that he was a kid.
Okay, first of all, I thought this was very unfair that you're playing kickball with the kids. So I was trying to see where that went.
So here's how it goes. All right.
Stop holding your pompous orange with the leaf on it.
Anderson,
goodbye, Rune.
Give it to me.
Happy Chanukah.
The leaf does add a lot.
Merry
though.
Christmas.
Yeah. Yes. Good night, Rune. Is Rune
pompous,
Jewish?
Though.
I don't know.
His last name is Kincaid.
What is that?
I don't know.
So we would spend...
Reuben Kincaid was the manager of the Partridge family.
A good 20, 25 minutes arguing about teams. And I would just sit there pacing back and forth going, can we just play the fucking kickball, please? Every goddamn day. It would start all over. We'd spend half the time arguing about teams and then half the time
playing.
Did
you guys ever know the magic words, same teams?
I tried. Believe me, I tried. And I was not listened to.
I played literally the same teams of basketball for 7th and 8th grade.
So that's kind of how life is. Life is like that so fucking often where people sit around and argue or try and make this happen.
The bureaucracy, sort of.
The bureaucracy. Yeah. It's not fair to me if we do it this way. And,
yeah.
And I just want to play kickball. That's what I want life to be. Yep, let's just fucking play kickball. I know there's a lot of work to be done. I know there's a lot of things that have to be done.
Your outlook on life is that everyone's bullshitting and that you're right.
You should get a t-shirt that says, I just want to play kickball.
My outlook on life is that...
real quick, is kickball just like baseball, but with a ball?
I'm sorry, I just saw a big boss walk by and give me a really hard look.
You
like, why are they in there? Well, no, kickball is like,
really?
Yeah, it's a giant... yeah, but it's all right. Not a boss at all, a peer, but he knows the boss. Whatever. Let's not talk about that. But... Yes, a kickball is just like a big. So you can use a soccer ball if you like. You can use.
No, I've seen them. They're
red ball. Yeah, yeah. A lot of times it's red. And then the pitcher dribbles it to you, and that was one of the only good things that I was good at. strong legs, big thick legs, and I would use those strong legs.
Kick that
to,
buffalo butt.
Home runs? You got a lot of home runs?
A lot of home runs, yeah. Kick it over the building. But no, I didn't get to play that often because we'd sit around arguing.
How close was the building to the field?
It was like 40 yards. Pretty good for a fourth grader. But that's and
you're
I
really
and I,
bragging about how good you were at kicking.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Did you dream of going pro?
I don't have much.
He dreamt of going bro.
Don't eat things on the microphone.
Yeah, how rude.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were in snow?
I can't remember, but it's been a long time.
It's got to happen. I mean, we have to make this happen.
Ooh.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because I drove to Big Bear 2 years ago.
I thought he was going to say, I was at Disneyland last week. Okay.
It was that fake snow that they used to shoot out over Main Street.
You guys ever heard of Candy Cane Lane in
down
the valley?
Down Main Street.
Do you want me to tell you a candy cane story?
Oh, how is it? No. I meant to ask you
did
that.
Did you
yes.
go get the candy cane? Mm-hmm. You of course you did.
Did you eat it?
I'll just give you the quick rundown.
You yes, gave it away did. To someone before
up
you
at 6 a.m.
Did you play kickball?
You dropped it and it broke.
Quick game of kickball at 6 a.m. I got out of there in 45 minutes. That's how long our recess was.
Same teams?
Same teams. We didn't argue like
we
Anderson's
never once
kids did.
Had same teams.
Well, you went to school with idiots.
Even like when like the score was like 10-10 at the end or 10-11, I'm like, these are good teams. I was constantly, maybe that's why they didn't do it because they all hated me so much. They're like, no, that guy wants the same teams. It makes perfect sense, but we're not giving in on that guy.
Did you have uniforms?
Maybe every day they're like, hey, how long do you think we can stretch out team picking?
Did you do shirts and skins?
I wasn't the only one. There's a few of us that were just furious.
Shirts and foreskins.
Maybe it was a plan to piss off Anderson there, and they knew he'd carry it with him for the rest of his life.
That's I literally what I just said.
All those
That's
kids,
what he's going to say in his casket.
All those
on
kids
his deathbed.
That would argue.
Pick a team.
And you know what? They weren't even the good athletes, looking back on it.
We'll be like, that's the end of the show.
I bet you they're all fucking lawyers now, or like bureaucrats.
Was Derek on the team?
Derek was not. Derek's my best man. Derek's my friend, my best friend.
Also,
you supposed to have best friends at this time in your life. I guess
I don't think so.
Aren't
I think
we
you
all
should
best
give
he was a groomsman.
We're best.
We're
friends.
Best friends.
Right now, we are.
He was a groomsman. All right, not the groomsman. He was my best man, and he's a lawyer. And I think he might have autism.
I got my parking space Aspergers. Back. By the way,
what does that mean?
You talking about
my cool yellow. Parking space that I parked in last night next to the dumpster?
Oh, okay. We have a dumpster out in the middle of the parking lot, and Mike parked next to it.
That's so inside baseball, we don't even know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, I don't care. So tell me about the candy cane.
Okay, wake up at 6 a.m. Miserable waking up at 6 a.m. It's pouring, pouring rain.
When is this? A couple days ago?
Wednesday. I want to get on the road as fast as possible, and I loiter looking at the computer. Way too long.
Can I just stop and say that if the world were to end right now, I'd be happy with you guys. Sitting in here?
You'd feel bad because your wife's at home.
Yeah, she's asleep. She wouldn't know.
She's probably burning alive. It's the apocalypse.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I don't want to tell it. Okay, 6:30. I get on the road by 7. I'm hauling ass. It's in the rain. It's gridlock. It's not good. Hauling ass for a few minutes, I mean. I get down there. I rush into Disneyland because what you need to do is you need to get there, according to the internet, an hour before the park opens. You need to run to the candy store and get a wristband, which allows you the opportunity to purchase one of 40 candy canes in 3 batches. So I get there. Guess what? It's not in Disneyland that day. So I have to go to California Adventure. I get in there.
Wait, they move it?
Every other day or something like that.
They move the whole operation?
And they never
tell
you. Yes. They never tell
yes.
you.
Wait, aren't there like a button? Is it like a factory?
No, it's a room that they have to heat to 100 degrees.
How do they? So they just have another room over there that they can
yes.
heat to 100 degrees?
Yeah.
Why don't they just do it in the summertime?
It's the candy shop. That's a good idea. Why don't they?
And then just store them.
Nothing like a nice candy cane in the summer.
Well, you store them.
It's funny you would say that because they're warm when they give them to you.
They're what?
Warm. Okay, so I go over there. There's plenty of wristbands at that time in the morning. Super early rain.
Shocking.
I get a wristband. It's 2:30 is my pickup time for my candy cane. I'm in the second batch.
This sounds fake.
The candy canes take 3 to 4 hours to make. One person has to cook it, and the next person stretches it. Each process takes about an hour.
And they say nothing's made in America
and
anymore.
And the third. Oh, even better is right next to the fresh candy canes that you're paying $13 for. Are $13 candy canes with the exact same recipe that are made in a factory. They look identical.
Yep, that's even better.
I get my wristband. I have a decision to make because I have a 1 p.m. dentist appointment, ironically. And I wanted to get my candy cane and eat it on the way to the dentist, except for it's the size of like 30 little candy canes, so I couldn't do that.
And how big are they?
They're big.
They're like a billy club?
I didn't take a picture. I should have done that.
They're like, if
you
they're about that big around.
Didn't take a picture.
About a
this
foot long.
So like, if there was a policeman in Candyland, it's what he would swing around while whistling down the street.
And not only did I not only did I not take a picture of it, I shot a video of the entire day and the entire process, and I never showed the candy cane once.
You are worse.
Never
than
once. Never once.
You are
okay.
Worse
so
than
I get my wristband. I have
it's
a dentist
like Rosemary's
appointment.
Baby.
I have a dentist appointment in San Diego at 1.
Mm-hmm.
I get down to San Diego and I walk into my dentist's office and
with
I go,
the cane.
No, I said, I didn't get it yet. The deadline was 4 p.m.
Okay.
And I go, I need to be out of here as fast as possible
because
I got
go
a candy,
candy
cane waiting for me. I told them the whole story. And then I shot a time lapse of them working. I mean, it looks like they're going berserk. It's just.
You're telling a whole story like this. So you're like, yeah.
Are you time lapsing?
Oh, no, right I talked through my entire dentist appointment. Yeah.
You are time lapsing right now?
Yeah. So they get me out of there at 2. I get in my car and drive like a madman.
Hold all my appointments. I got to get this guy to a candy cane pickup.
I drive like a madman to Disneyland. Are you doing that? This is boring?
No. This is boring. I just wanted to do something for the timeline.
Oh, that's pretty
no,
good.
No, I'm not doing anything about you.
It's 5 seconds.
Oh, it's every 5 seconds?
Yeah.
I got to get my candy.
Mike is time-lapsing the poor woman. Okay.
I haul ass back to Disneyland. I get inside. Then I have to wait in line for my GD candy cane with the most annoying people. At
oh, you
Disneyland.
Think? You think?
Annoying yeah. people by the stupid-ass candy canes?
Okay, you know those fucks like from 4 years ago that I still hate now every time I see a Pinkberry because I remember them saying, oh my god, I went
yes.
and had Pinkberry.
Yes.
Pinkberry
yeah.
so good. It took an hour worse. And a half in line, but it's so worth it because their tart
Who
is so
an
good.
Hour and a half
I that? Love Pinkberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Menchie's.
So mm-hmm. much.
And then that guy who owns the company killed someone.
Oh, what? Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about Yogurtland, dude. If you want to talk about Froyo.
Yogurtland's great. You pay by the weight.
Yogurtland.
That's how they all work.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Candy cane story. Back to it.
I get in there. I get in line with all these people. They're way too close. They're in my personal space.
Are they fat?
And then, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shocking.
All, in fact,
again.
I don't want to burn it. One of the women looked like she had tits on her back.
Wow.
With nipples.
I don't know if I like the word
yes.
tits.
So, she was right in front of me. Everyone's crowding me, pressing in towards me. And
sure?
then the Disney employee comes over and goes, hey, everybody, we're going to sing some Christmas carols.
No.
He has the worst job in the world.
And he starts, and right when he gets to the chorus, everyone joins in.
Oh, my
everybody
God.
In
that
line.
Is awful. What
and
were you
I was,
doing?
I was horrified. I'm just standing there like.
That's like when you get the douche chills.
Yeah.
That's where you're just like, I can't believe I'm the same species.
So
right?
I finally get up to the counter, got my $13 candy cane and split.
How much?
$13.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't eaten it yet. Mm. I was going to bring I should bring it in here and we can eat it.
I can't believe you didn't eat it yet.
I didn't even take a picture of it.
Should
I
go to town on your candy cane?
In fact,
right?
Where is it now?
I don't even know if I looked at it.
Mm-hmm. You haven't looked at it?
It was in the bag.
Just in a bag?
It was in the bag.
You've seen other people's.
You've
though.
Literally yeah. not laid your eyes on your candy cane.
Of the fat people in line with you, how many of them were eating it as they were walking away?
Nobody, but here's the thing is, mm-hmm. what do you think the talk was about in line for a good 20 minutes?
Carland.
Nothing but candy cane talk.
Oh, you were in your element then.
No, I wasn't.
You were enjoying yourself. Hey, I got this to break to you, Mike. We spent a couple hours or so like outside the show in the last week and a half. I'd say about 50% of the talk that you and I have had, either on the phone or in person, has been candy cane talk.
I'd say so, too.
Yeah.
They're good. I love them.
It's about 50% of the show so far.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I was going to eat this candy cane. But the plan was I eat it on the way to the dentist, and I get there, and I apologize to her.
This is not a rebuttal to what we said
for
at
eating
all.
A two-pound candy cane. But now I'm apprehensive to eat it because I think it might be like a collector's item.
I can't.
No, Mike, what? You're going to go put it in your storage locker, and 20 years from now, you're going
to
find it?
Please make a video. Did you make, I asked him to make a 5 minutes with Mike on this, and like make it though as though it was like a mission, like a really important mission, like
it
something
was.
Serious.
Okay, first of all, when do
it
I get
was.
Up at 6 in the morning? When do I get up when it's dark outside? I'm in my car.
I also asked, when Mike first told me this, Tyler, I said, I want you to go back into 20-year-old Mike's mind. And look in the future.
I heard this. I listened to the episode.
30 years. I already said that part.
Mm.
What would the 20-year-old Mike be thinking mm-hmm. of?
I just want to get one of these in the air on the time frame, on the time lapse.
He's talking about the tangerine that he's throwing into the air that came from my backyard.
Why is no one calling 1-800-LOUD-191?
We don't have any listeners because they're all assuming the world's going to.
There was a drunk man in Chicago who said he was going to
call
us.
They're all at Christmas party.
Look at this. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Is this Ali? That went well.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. Great. Welcome back, Ty. Hi.
Egypt update.
Is this Ali?
Of course it is. He's the new Marcus.
Yeah.
He's the Egyptian Marcus.
Ollie, how are things in Egypt?
Oh, and, okay, wait a minute. Settle you down. Idiots, holy last hell. Week. The holy Middle hell. East is in Africa?
Oh, it's in Africa. It's in North Africa.
You're the dumbest people
it's
I've
ever
heard.
It's in North Africa.
No, it's not!
Dude, I learned it on Loveline, and I remember when we learned it all collectively. Drew, Adam Carolla, and I were all learned the exact same fact at the same time, and we were all blown away.
No.
Now, we might have nope. learned that it's...
North Africa, Egypt, is as north as Africa gets. Okay. Except maybe like a typical
Whose little book
Morocco.
Is this, by the way?
I don't know. What's it saying? It?
Well, on page like 3 or 4, it says, continue with divorce papers.
That's good, Mike. Read that.
I think that might have been in here before, Loveline.
Page 1 says, scotch drinking glasses. 4 tall, 4 short. 2 wine glasses, 2 champagne glasses.
Uh-huh. Did you find the most interesting man in the world's like diary?
Continue with the divorce papers. Turning 50, went to Vegas.
Hi, you're on the after disaster. How are you doing?
Oh, look at this. This is someone's notes for doing a show. Because then there's notes that says sci-fi, Hobbit, Avengers, Superman, Batman, Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. All those topics sound awful. Okay, before the show ends, because it happens too often.
Fabio.
I want to talk about maybe the most distracting movie-going experience I've had in recent memory.
Okay.
You guys in?
Yep.
The Hobbit thing that I brought up on the Film Vault last night?
Yeah, what happened at the Hobbit?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Went and saw the Hobbit. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine said, hey, I want to go see the Hobbit. Now, this is a friend of mine who loves the Hobbit, who loves Lord of the Rings. He's seen all of them multiple times. He knows that I'm not a giant fan. You know, they are what they are.
I love him too, by the way.
Okay, well, this guy, I don't know why he wanted to just go. If I was that into it, I'd go see it by myself, and maybe I'd go see it again. And
I went and saw The Hobbit, but the main character was kind of a dick.
I don't get it. Oh.
The Hobbit.
I don't get it. Is that the guy that got his dick cut off?
Yep, that John is? Wayne Gacy Hobbit.
Are we doing, it's not Gacy, are we doing jokes from like the
yep,
mid-90s?
Yeah, from like 1992, so. When yeah. I was a kid and I learned that penises could be cut off.
You know, oh like, my God, that was the worst thing, learning that.
And thrown out a car second. Window into a field.
Yeah.
You know that song, He's Half the Man He Used to Be?
And then it comes. You come back like 2 years later and it's like 400 penises
yeah,
growing.
Yeah, just growing in a field.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the deal, kids. Go to see The Hobbit. It's I was delighted to see that. I was afraid it was opening or the day after it opened or a couple days after it opened. Early, it was like a Monday, middle of the day, but I was afraid it was going to be packed with people. About a third full. A lot of them kids.
Not bad, not bad.
A lot of them kids. And when I say kids, that's like bad. That's 14 bad. Year olds. 14,
that's
15
bad.
Year olds.
That's bad.
The back row were fascinated with the fact that if you put your hand in front of the light that's coming out of the projector, your hand shows up on the screen. They're absolutely fascinated by
How
that.
How low was that projector?
Throughout the entire movie. I saw the
have
hands
they,
go up.
Had they just been released from like an orphanage?
I'm
or
already
something?
Getting pissed.
And they were pussies too about it. Like just long enough so you can make out the hand, you could be distracted, and if I was into the movie, I would have been taken
you
out
You could
of that
make
movie.
Out the hand?
Yeah,
like you're going to go back there and grab his hand? Let me see.
No, I'm saying you could tell it was a human hand. You could tell it wasn't just like
it.
A little flash. But like they would put
were
it up,
flipping the bird.
They weren't flipping the bird, which would have been, you know, at least they're, you know, anti-establishment or whatever.
What?
They would put their hand up just to like make sure that it was still working, like they weren't vampires. Like, do I still cast shadows? Fucking assholes.
Part of me wants to know what theater is so I can go do that.
I think you could probably
just
do it a
in
lot.
The last throw is like any theater
yeah,
ever.
No way. The projectors are like 12 feet, 13 feet high.
Maybe not these rich theaters you go to.
No, a lot of the $40
stadium. How come you didn't complain
munching
or turn
on your
around
$90
and
candy
say
canes.
Something?
I did. Here's what I did. Like the fifth time it happened, I'm like, control your fucking kids. And I'm looking right at a mother with her child who are sitting directly behind me who had not made a peep, who were perfect model viewers. And now I realized I'm yelling the fuck word in their general direction.
Yeah, and then you said, I mean in the future.
And I slumped and I slouched. Because I was, anyway, so that happened throughout the movie.
That sounds fantastic.
A kid who's probably about 11, dying.
Are you dying?
Wearing a Santa hat, walked down the stadium seating, walked down and back up about 12 times. I'm not exaggerating. At
what
least
was he doing?
Eight. I don't know, because he would never, like he'd go out into the hallway for maybe 15 seconds then
phone
come
call
right back
something?
Up. Not even a phone call. He was just like a kid, a little kid who was bored because the movie is exceptionally boring at times if you're not a giant fan.
What? God, this theater sounds terrible.
It is awful. But it's normally a decent theater and it's in a nice part of town. Okay.
At what point in the evolution of movie theaters did someone realize, you know, these hardwood floors, bad idea?
It's not hardwood floors.
No, but I'm sure in the beginning they're like,
yeah, I bet
make
they were
classy.
Were, yeah.
And the chairs probably all squeaked.
I got more things. Kids, about 20-30 minutes into the movie, it looks like a class comes in.
What?
There's probably about 15 of them, yeah. And led by an adult, and they all take the front row.
Ugh.
And they all sit there quietly, but they're all rocking back and forth. All of them.
I'm not going to go see it now.
Rocking back and forth in the front row for about 20, 25 minutes, and then they get up and they all leave together.
I think we should do forced sterilization of people that sit in the front row at movie theaters.
Now, here's the kicker. Here's the last thing.
I liked it.
Here's the last thing. I do it in IMAX.
I rest my case.
IMAX isn't bad. It's not so bad.
Mr. Smooth Brain, the Smooth Brain special. Can I get the front, please?
I like the front row at every show.
Right, I like the front.
Here's the last thing that happened. It was a 14-year-old kid, I think. After the class left, he gets up and he goes and he sits now. He wants to give it a shot. So he sits in the front row in the very middle seat. Starts rocking back and
forth. Wait, why'd they leave?
I don't know. Why'd they come in a half hour late and then leave an hour before? They came in like a half hour late and they left like 3 hours before it ended. It's a long movie.
I get it because it's long.
Yeah, it's very long. This like new 14-year-old kid, he goes and he's rocking back and forth in the middle seat. And then he starts...
Were you watching the movie?
He starts... The movie... Then, you know what? I was actually kind of thankful that all these things were happening because I was not that into the movie. So then he starts doing...
I feel like you were in a psychiatry experiment or something.
I reviewed on next week's After Disaster because I flick facet because I'm in Film Vault because we taped it out of order and whatever. So next week's Film Vault, I think I talk about it. But
well, good
I talk about the actual movie.
Good AndersonKelly.com.
All right, you know, Anderson. Yeah, actually, yeah. No, I didn't say anything about it on AndersonKelly.com.
Some great reviews at AndersonKelly.com.
There are some good rundowns. Give
check out hitormissmovies.com.
That's funny.
How disappointed was she?
Sick burn.
Mm-hmm. So here's the final thing. All right, 14-year-old kid, he's sitting in the front row, rocking back and forth, and I see him doing something like as though he's you guys seen Dr. Strangelove? Peter Sellers' character?
Yeah.
It was like he was doing that. Like he was trying to Heil Hitler or something. His hand kept going up. And then I realized what he was doing when he stood up and did it like four or five more times right in front of the screen. Front row center. He's pretty much putting on a performance in the middle of the movie. He's got a fucking yo-yo, and it's one of those light-up yo-yos, and he's yo-yoing. I swear to God.
I want to track these people down.
And I'm like, how the fuck? It was like a circus was occurring in the theater.
Oh, my God.
Did he walk the dog?
Yeah. What did he do? Any good tricks?
Yo-yo, the triangle.
The triangle is a pretty sweet move. I like that one.
So Tommy Smothers was in the theater in front of you. Junior.
I don't get that joke.
Tommy Smothers was a yo-yo guy.
Mike's from the 1920s.
50s. 50s, 60s, 70s. 60s, 70s. It's a brother comedy duo.
Nope,
the Smothers brothers.
Don't need to elaborate on it.
One of the guys does a yo-yo trick the whole time. Okay, I hate that movie now because of that. And
why would you hate the movie? What's it have to do with the movie?
Poor Peter
Jackson. That movie lures in the worst of people.
48 frames per second, though.
How'd it look?
48 frames per second.
It wasn't showing the 48 frames in my theater. Maybe that was... They're like, we don't have the 48 frames technology, so we'll send 48 frenetic kids in there.
I don't like this whole... I don't like that whole story.
48 TARD technology.
All right.
We went to... I went to probably the best comedy show I've ever been to. It was Wayne Fetterman's Fetter Christmas. Mm-hmm. A Very Fetterman Christmas.
Never heard of Wayne Fetterman. Who's this
person? He's been on our show,
he was
he?
On the show.
No, I know he has.
It was honestly...
We didn't like each other. Remember, it was awkward. What?
Of all the shows I've seen, it may have been the greatest experience I've ever had watching a comedy slash music show. Second
Slash
row,
was there?
Front and center. It was fantastic. Fetterman comes out just in time. They brought out Paul Williams, one of my favorite people ever. Did the soundtrack for Bugsy Malone, the soundtrack for the Muppet movie.
Mike, what is happening right now?
He was in Phantom of the Paradise.
The worst part is I've heard this twice.
Then,
is this the part that someone's going to cut up and put on our Best of AD YouTube channel?
Dana Gould comes out dressed in Dr. Zaos, the complete costume with the prosthetic face.
You don't
it
say.
It wasn't a mask. It was absolutely brilliant. Then,
Mike, what are you doing?
Ileana Douglas came out and read a story that was fantastic. Then John C. Reilly came out and sang some songs and
is
that was beautiful.
Is this NPR?
And I got choked up and cried twice. And the person I was with, Tara Lynn Barr, said that your new nickname is Puss. And she's been calling me Puss ever since that.
Glad you had this story up your sleeve.
Hey, Drew,
it's not even a good
dropping.
Story. It's just it was such a wonderful, moving experience. I it's hard to explain like how great that show is. You know when you go to a show,
Mike,
and it's
you know
just,
how you felt when you're in line and everyone started singing the Christmas carol.
Yeah, that's how you feel, I feel right now. I'm not good at telling stories tonight, making them seem intriguing. Because that candy cane thing was quite an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like an adventure.
Okay, first of all, I spent my entire day to get a candy cane.
You're basically Indiana Jones.
That day cost me $870.
That would be pretty sweet if you got the cane and you started swinging away with it. Like, you just hopped up and like on a wire and just started sliding
immediately.
Out.
You guys,
no breaking.
I got the candy cane in hand, and as I walked towards the door, and I used the candy cane to open the door, and I thought, what the f-? I took the candy cane and pushed the door open with it.
You're an 8-year-old in a grown man's body.
Oh, gross.
Why are you looking at that right now?
What are you looking at? Penises?
All right, so we're not going to do a show on New Year's Eve, so what should we do? And are we off next week?
Yes, unless we do something. The whole idea was to rent a cabin, or maybe like a nice big plush, like 3-bedroom cabin with a fireplace and everything. And
more expensive than just renting a cabin.
No, but Jillian, Lorenzo, Tyler, you, I, we all do it.
We could do the stabbing cabin where we all bang.
And we go up where there's snow. I'll bring the dogs, put little boots on them. And
I'm sure a last minute booking right now in the snow is fairly cheap.
Hey, it's possible. And plus, you know what? I got a friend who's got a house up there, and I might make it happen with him.
So do I.
Yeah, I think it might be the same friend. Same friend?
We're saying up there, but neither one of us knows where we're talking about.
Up in the snow.
Same. Now I have another
friend
too.
Here's the problem. His ex-wife owns the house, so that might kind of get sticky. This is the way that worked. All right, they got a divorce. He kept the real house. He let her have the fucking mountain house, right? Yeah, they had two houses. And then she let her friend move in because like no one was up there. It was like their vacation home, and her friend wanted to move in. Then her friend said, "Hey, I met a guy here who has a tattoo parlor. Can he move in with me as long as we continue to pay utilities?"
No.
Sure. Okay.
No.
Wait, decisions. She wasn't paying rent. She was just paying utilities.
Just utilities. Keeping an eye on the vacation house, on the mountain.
Yeah. I'll do that.
And
I'll
Michael
keep an
still
eye
commute
it.
Here.
Listen to where it goes.
An hour and a half.
She breaks up with
He said that so sincere to me, by the way. He looked me in my eyes like, it's only an hour and a half.
That's not bad. 90 minutes is not long. That's like half of half of The Hobbit. She breaks up with the guy, tattoo guy, now is still living in the house.
Oh.
And neither one of them even know this guy. Like the people that own the house.
So what you're saying is
she moved out and now just tattoo guy's there?
Yeah, just her boyfriend lives there now. Oh. And he stops paying utilities, so now he's just... And I'm like, you got to get this fucker out of there because there's some crazy like real estate laws where if you live somewhere on someone's property and they know
you have to live there for 3 years.
If the owner knows that you're there and you're living there and you live there for 3 years, magically the place becomes yours. Yeah. Like you own the place after 3 years.
Let's ask him what's going on when he's a guest on the next after disaster.
He's got his work cut out for him.
Who's going to get the keys, by the way, and how are we going to approach the house and tell him we're doing a podcast there and sleeping there?
Did you know that
he was kicked out?
Do you know the sheriff's department handles evictions?
Yeah, that would make sense, Tyler.
Why?
Well, what are you supposed to do it yourself?
I don't know.
Cops aren't going to do it.
I don't know.
It's weird
that the sheriffs are like, okay, I got to go throw some people out of an apartment now.
Yeah. Why is that weird? Like they're breaking the law and they got
to
go.
I don't know. It's
have you guys watched that the story of mankind? Story of all of us? Mankind, the story of all of us?
I'm not sure movies I've seen.
No.
There's a program.
If I was a sheriff and I was going to evict someone, I'd bring that huge door basher thing.
It's called Mankind, the Story of All of Us, and it's fucking tight. It's really good. It's all like it's got the Mongols throwing. They used to take actual bodies like during the bubonic plague days. And they would take infected bodies, put them in catapults, and hurl their bodies over the wall.
Yeah. Heard that?
And they reenact it all, and it's really cool looking.
How long is this show? 75 hours?
It's really long. Yeah, it's a series, and there's probably so far there's probably like 18 hours or so. I watch it when I drink.
And they're still on Adam and Eve.
Listen to this. No, it doesn't really go chronologically like that. It's got like inventors. It's got.
Inventors?
Listen to this.
They have science buildings?
Fireworks?
The guy who
you know where
the
fireworks came
there?
From?
China.
No. But like the name fireworks.
Oh.
And where China, a lot of people think that they just started in China, but the Vikings used to take actual live animals and put sticks of like explosives in their mouth and catapult them into the air, and they didn't call them fireworks. They called them furworks.
Catapult.
They called them furworks because
what's
like
the
raccoons
of having a raccoon explode. A
raccoon would explode, and it was like fur would go everywhere, and they called them furworks, and then... Eventually, they changed it to fireworks.
Good luck trying that with a bobcat.
Fur works.
I don't think you could fit bobcat on a...
No, it wasn't like bobcat. It was like beavers and that kind of thing.
Not too
and
bad,
they would
then.
Throw them into the air and catapult them
how
into the air.
How did they catch
and then
those
they would
beavers?
And they would explode them, and they were called fur works.
You just step on their tail. They can't get
that
away.
Didn't break your heart?
Oh, I just made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good, then.
I came up with that during...
It's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
Fur works.
I wish that story was better, because if you're going to go with...
Fur works is tight!
Furwolf.
It's a great story.
It's not tight.
It's a great story with a great name.
I'm kind of bummed out that that's the title of the show now.
Vikings didn't speak English anyways.
I think Smooth Brain should be the...
Smooth Brain.
Oh, I'm already been there.
Furworks. No?
No.
I don't know.
I came up with that while watching The Hobbit. Because I was so bored.
Furworks sounds like a gay club.
No, it sounds like a high-end Rodeo Drive.
I came up with that while watching The Hobbit, and then I immediately started thinking, oh, that'd be so great for the show. We come up with one bullshit story, and then like two actual stories, and we all have to, and I'm like, oh, wait, that already exists.
What's
two
that?
Truths and a lie. It's pretty fucking simple.
That's a show?
Well, I don't think we could do that on this show.
At least my candy cane story was true.
It's not like we just can't do things because they exist.
It's not original.
Do you want to hear my new name for the show?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we need to talk about if we need a new name? I think we need a new name.
No, we don't need
it. Yeah.
What is it?
We're not that show.
I think that's too...
It's too referential.
No, it's not.
Like, idiot...
I would rather listen to We're Not That Show than The After Disaster. I don't
know what it sounds like. It sounds like
after.
A typical podcast.
Yeah, it totally sounds
typical.
They're
trying to be clever. Yeah, they're trying to be ironic. No offense.
We're not that show. We're like this show.
What an insult that is to you. It sounds like some jerk trying to be clever. Nah.
I only say it because we say it 400 times a show.
We're not that show.
We don't say it. Anderson says it.
He does.
Yeah, you know what we should probably call the show is The After Disaster.
Our name makes no sense, and no one will ever click on it.
Yeah, people.
It made sense when it was The Loveline After Disaster.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I like the show, and I like
the
things
name
like
too,
you don't know why, where the name came from,
yeah.
But it sticks.
And maybe
like
20 years in, we'll tell the story of the name.
Yeah, when we're 60 and a bunch of like the new hipsters will latch onto old podcasts.
It's going to be really cool like on Wikipedia.
It'll be Katie's grandchildren will be listening.
Who's Katie?
Tattooing themselves.
All right.
Themselves? Like it's prison?
Kiwi Pie, whose cousin's birthday it is today, is suggesting we go to Bahuka again. And while we're there, we can swing by Salt and Sea for the after. For the
we could go to our old stomping grounds.
You know what? I'm in for anything.
No,
let's just do it.
No.
All right, let's go.
If I find a place, we'll figure out what the
budget
is.
Can you go?
When are you free? Are you free in between Christmas and New Year's at all? Your fucking wife is bugging my wife about going on a camping trip.
How dare
soon.
You, my fucking wife?
Yeah. She's got, and then my wife sent me off tonight and said, figure out a plan tonight with Tyler, because his wife it keeps asking me where we're going to do it. And I'm asking Tyler now, and he's giving me the business.
My wife.
Stop looking at that.
This note says, Thursday,
yeah.
December 20th, on the next Loveline.
Yeah.
Fun.
That's who. Oh, remember I talked
They're
shit about
fun
apparently?
On the show.
Remember I talked shit about that band apparently? Because
people. Oh,
I
didn't
Facebook.
Know that was a band. I thought it was.
People were all over Facebook today. Well, not all over, but people were suggesting, oh, Anderson's going to be excited about fun coming in tonight after how much he talked about how much he hates them. I'm like, when did I talk about hating them?
Hey,
did I?
On the show.
Do you remember like about 30
nice,
minutes
and
ago?
I felt bad.
Do you remember a while ago when Anderson was talking about how he couldn't concentrate in school?
No.
He just did what a teacher did to me. He just took the paper away and put it face down by him.
You know why? I'll tell you why. It's more personal than that. These are my notes that I typed out, and I know that they're riddled with spelling errors, and I don't want you to start picking it apart.
Do you guys
really
want to do a...
Do you really believe I'm the one to judge somebody for spelling errors?
You judge commas. Every time I fucking type a comma, I'm thinking of you.
Mm. What?
Yeah. Often.
It's a long story.
And you're also the one who was being a grammar Nazi while reading... My vows and my wedding story. When you're up on stage,
I'm still sorry about that.
He's seriously sorry. Don't be pained. It's okay.
I have
and
a great.
You almost said the N-word. In
I have a great
nuptials.
Letter that I'm gonna dig out and bring in here. That letter that woman put on my door.
That's the one that I think
yeah.
about. And you said that she was in love with commas, and you talked about it in your 5 minutes with Mike. Now every time I write a comma, I'm like, does it go here? Should
I'm gonna
it go
find
here?
That letter and bring it in and read it on the air.
Why don't you guys open your gifts?
It's so fantastic. All right. Thank you for bringing gifts, by the way.
Ty, you going to open your gift?
I actually forgot that it's Christmas time coming up.
Well, the candy cane wasn't a dead giveaway.
I didn't think of it as a Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm. It's gone beyond that. Now, I don't know why, but I know you have enough junk, but I thought this would be kind of cool for you. Nothing big, just a little fun gift.
I feel
oh,
better.
Yeah, that's cool.
I feel better that Mike didn't bring gifts either.
I got a handheld paper shredder. I totally dig this. I seriously do. This is awesome.
It's pretty sweet.
No, I like
you
it.
You can see that I had to open it and check it out.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm.
So it's like scissors, but there's three scissors in one. So you can literally
that is
shred.
Friggin' awesome.
How cool is that?
No, this is great. Thank you very much.
So if you're ever like off in the wilderness,
what is this?
And you have some pictures or some
this
things
is fantastic.
That you don't feel like anyone else should see.
Wait, why would you be in the wilderness? Oh, you're one of those guys that takes the porno into the woods.
Yeah. And then he
can
shred it.
You're where the porno comes from.
After the shame, during the shame, he can shred it with the scissors.
Why is there always porno in the woods?
What?
I've been in the woods. I've never seen porno.
What are you talking about, porno in the woods?
Oh, wow, you're talking about, like, I love
when
this.
You're off exploring, you just find bags of porn?
Always,
oh, I know.
There's always red porno in bushes. And
it's like all water damage, but you don't care. You're going to open it. You're going to check it out. You're going
to
stash
it. What is that? We used to run out to the ivy at our school in the ivy.
I found so much porn in ivy.
I'm not going to retell my story about finding all the porn walking out of the fifth grade, but it was a good one. Hey, you know what I like about this?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, but thanks it for telling us about your transcendental.
I've told the story on the show where
I
was walking out, and some guy had thrown away about 300 Playboys, and we saw him, and my heart stopped. And I in my
why
life,
do people not put them in the trash? They don't feel good about putting them in the trash.
In my life,
sin.
I have never felt a rush of joy like that. I was like, it was. I felt like my heart was going
like
to
it was
explode.
The same as money.
It was better.
Maybe better.
Playboy
yeah.
money.
But and not only that, we didn't think like. I'm going to take five of them and go home. We carried as many as we could hold.
No, my friend and I, when we found it was trash bags, and it was about 4 days' worth of going to school, walking home, going through the ivy, finding, grabbing the other bag. We took four trips worth of giant trash bags, put them all underneath his house.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that was, you know, that just
it's
thinking
kind of
that
gross
story.
Teaming up with someone who's like, oh, we're going to do so much.
But we were
off.
So young. We were like nine.
Oh.
We didn't even know
yeah,
what to do
you
with
just
them.
Wanted to hoard the naked ladies.
Yeah, I was in the third or fourth grade when that happened.
It did get us weird, though. I remember he came out of the bathroom once, and his pants were still down around his... I swear to God, his pants were around his ankles, like he had just peed. But his pants... And he walked out, and he was pretending like he forgot. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Your pants are down. He's like, oh, yeah, I was just joking.
That's a hilarious joke.
It was like right after we were looking at the Playboys. He wasn't... ew, why did I remember that? He wasn't aroused.
What?
Weird shit goes on with your kids. Weird.
I like this, too. Warning. Functional sharp edges. So you don't do what I just about did, which was put my finger in there and pull it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Made in China. That's a
this
good
is
thing.
Rad. Oh, they make good stuff.
I need batteries.
When is China going to start making? I know. That's the one thing I didn't have.
Give you batteries in your gift.
China's the new Japan because in the 80s, Japan made everything and it was very high quality.
Mm-hmm. When are they going to come out with a car that sucks? Hey, I don't have a gift from you, Tyler.
Yeah. You have a
What?
I almost gave away the surprise.
I have a gift. Hey, is this the worst episode we've ever done?
No.
You sure?
I think it's right there. I don't think it is.
I think it's pretty. Ollie, what do you think? The worst show we've ever done?
No, I like.
No, I
check it out. That's rad.
Welcome back, Tyler. I missed you.
Hey!
Missed your drops.
Thanks, Prince Ollie.
Yeah, he's not playing any drops tonight. There you go. Hold on, Prince Ollie. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
How are things?
Disappointed! Enjoying the apocalypse?
Yeah, not so much. It's kind of boring. Kind of a letdown. It's kind of like going to a fur work show and nothing's blown up.
Stop it with your fur work.
Hypothetical question for you guys.
Yeah,
real quick. Is this worse than...
how many people do you think would come to your funeral? And then how many people were there just to see if you're dead? Just something that, like, pops into...
Who goes to funerals to see if someone's dead?
Wait, you go up and you...
I never trusted that guy to begin with.
It's not an open casket. I bet he's alive.
Who would have the most people at their funeral? Good question. I think that I might.
I probably would.
You probably would.
I think I might just because of like all the camp stuff that I do.
No, but a bunch of all your people are flaky. They wouldn't show up.
It's a good point. I have a lot of flaky friends.
They'd be like, I'd totally be at your death, bro, and they're not going
to
be there.
Yeah, now I'm worried about that question.
You would have a lot, though, too, like if it was open to the public.
You don't know what you've just done to Mike.
If it was open to the public.
Should we all fake our deaths and see who has the most?
Mike would have a stipulation that all the celebrities that showed up his thing had to be name dropped. It'd be like, and now entering Bobcat Goldthwait.
All right, since we're talking so much about death, and I was talking about kids coming to the theater, and like the entire time in the back of my head, not in the front of my head, actually, I was thinking, I shouldn't be talking about this at all. Or
what
thinking
are
about
we
this.
Gonna do?
But no, like last week, it was like the last week that you and I did the show. Tyler was being a pab, and then the next day, right? It's been a week ago today that the thing happened in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm getting older or more sensitive, or if it's just the most heinous thing that's happened. You know, it's right up there with 9/11. I don't know, but
no, it's not.
It's as far as it on an emotional level, it definitely is for me. It definitely is.
You need to go back and revisit 9/11 then.
9/11 was scary and heartbreaking and it was all that and it was angerifying.
9/11 was horror on every level.
It was tons and tons of people.
And it was sadness on every level.
But there was a lot of fear in that one too because, like, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen next. There's not really fear with this one, but I am more angry and definitely more affected than I've ever been about anything that didn't happen to
me. I got
to
say, when I first heard about it, I just wrote it off as another news story and then I was driving around and I'm not I was going to say I'm not proud to admit this, but it doesn't matter. It's indifferent. Not indifferent, but I was driving around and I started focusing on parents whose kids got shot by some a-hole.
Just how many fucking people are destroyed by that?
I seriously was in the car and I started just crying.
I'm not crying, I'm just pissed. And my initial thing, and I'm yelling towards Jillian about it, we lost a listener because of this call, because of this conversation. Sorry, listener. I just dropped off the line. I can't do it.
Let's make the rest of the show really dark and sad.
My initial thing was, fuck that guy. What a selfish prick. Like, he obviously gets up in the morning, ties his own shoes, goes to the bathroom, takes showers, can eat, you know, he can do things, talks to people. That fucker is so goddamn selfish. He's pissed. He's angry. He's hurting. And he thinks that all these lives are worth his one life being fucked up. And he's going to show everyone by getting even. And it's not even close to even. It's so much worse than your little life. And then I saw his picture.
It's not
and
even
I took
in the...
back everything I said because he is not really from Earth. You know
he...
what I mean?
Okay, imagine this. He just ruined hundreds of people's lives. Like, ruined them forever.
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 Yeah.
If you're a parent and your child is at that school and some guy comes in with a gun and shoots your little kid who's not even old enough to have done anything.
Hasn't even found pornos in the woods yet.
Like if he walked into like a farm supply store and started blowing people, you'd be like, eh, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
It's affected me more than anything. Because I mean, even like just this summer, the Colorado shooting with the Batman thing. You know, that was horrific and awful and stuff, but it's like, it didn't really register with me. It's like, yeah, it's not real. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I think it's just the sheer contradiction.
The time of year, too. My friends. Yes. My friends.
But most of it, to
cancer.
Me, is it's innocence.
Yeah, it's
and
the
it's
dichotomy
kids.
Of the evil on taken out on small, you know.
Because there's no way to reconcile that in your head if you're a parent. There's no way to go like, oh, I understand it. There is no – your life is ruined. Right. Ruined.
And I regret even kind of – I kind of somewhat regret bringing it up on the show because this show is not about that and there's enough stuff out there talking about it.
We're not that show.
Because I was talking about kids in a classroom and I don't want to like pretend like things just don't happen in our world. But I know that people don't come here to get the latest or our take on things like that.
I know, but it's so horrible and you have to think about it. You know, and then everybody's coming out of the woodwork about pro or anti-gun control, which has nothing – first of all, gun control. I personally believe guns should be illegal. Personally, even though I have guns,
40.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious because I just think they should. I think everything would be a little more fair, and I also think there's no reason. It doesn't matter what I think, but they're never going to go away. It's too late. There's already too many guns. So how do you deal with it? What do? We just keep having these kind of tragedies happen?
I know. It's like for the first time ever, you know, whenever I see like gun metal detectors or – I'm like, come on. Really? Even when I go to court, I'm like, really? Is that how sad society's gotten? And I'm like right now, I'm like, we should put a fucking metal detector at every school. It should just be like books.
Yeah.
Reggie, get the fuck out! Reggie, you're ruining everything!
Avenge your keys.
Hey, yeah, I leave them where they are.
Is Reggie packing heat, by the way?
We're trying to have a compassionate conversation about children in here. You're fucking everything up.
I don't like that face
you're making. Merry Christmas!
He did kind of ruin it.
What just happened?
Reggie just ruined the whole thing.
Thanks, Reggie.
Hey.
Reggie was so scared.
Which one of our funerals is Reggie coming to?
And you just scared.
And does he have a little? Does he have a little
Reggie.
Suit?
Oh my God! Why do you do this when I'm in the room with him?
I wish we had a shot of his face.
Ew! It's on the time lapse.
No, I think it stopped already.
Oh,
I'll start it again.
Why is Reggie fucking with my keys? I leave them in the goddamn door so that I don't forget them.
Yeah, well.
All right, is that the show? Is the show over? Hey, it's after that. How are you?
I feel like we're coming to some big swelling point.
She had questions.
Maybe Reggie just did the greatest favor that's ever happened to us on the show.
Just broke the tension with the talking about innocents being murdered.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hi, you're in the After Disaster. Howard, thanks. Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How's your day going? For the love of Christ. Hi, you're back on. Yes, funeral talk.
Oh, boy.
What are your feelings about senseless death?
Funeral home. Going to a funeral.
I
I'm just on the phone so that I can listen downstairs.
And I'm never coming back.
That was good. She went out of her way to listen downstairs. Are your parents sleeping upstairs?
No, my parents are not here.
Then why are you downstairs?
Oh, my God. This sounds like a transcript.
My computer is upstairs.
Why don't you sprawl out on their bed and listen?
Because I'm doing stuff downstairs.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Why do you assume she's got parents? Why can't she be like a college-aged girl, like living on her own?
Are you doing womanly work, like mopping?
No.
What are you doing specifically downstairs?
I'm actually trying to just clean up, but I'm not mopping.
Because that's low? Because you like a sticky floor?
Is this Lil?
Yeah, it is.
I am good.
Why did she sound unsure?
Because she was shocked that I knew.
Yeah, actually I was. Well,
you know, I just thought of, if I dropped my candy cane in a pool, could I still eat it?
What?
If it has chlorine on it?
Well, I mean, you can. Is it good for you? I don't know.
What? Mike?
Do you know?
Oh, it's not terrible for you. Swallow some chlorine.
As my career as a pool man, I can let you know you can eat your candy cane once you've dropped
situation
it in the pool.
Do you put yourself in where?
If I bring it to like a public pool to show the kids?
What are you talking about?
I present to you candy cane.
Mike, you're not allowed to talk about going to public schools and showing the kids.
Can we end the show?
No.
Come on.
We are in a valley right now. We got to get back up on a peak.
Bring Reggie back.
No, I don't know.
That's what you get, Reggie. Is it bad that I don't feel bad at all?
I don't think he could hear you because I think I had my mic open.
No, I knew you had your mic open, and I knew that's why he wasn't reacting. Then you turned it off, and his head snapped into focus, and his mouth kind of was agape. I'm not kidding.
You look like Hitler giving a speech, with the spit flying out and just like rage in eyes. And I still don't even know how serious you were.
I wasn't serious at all.
I was completely bought into it because I had tuned out to what you guys were talking about because I started to see him come in.
Reggie was coming,
and I thought you'd like said some like really important thing, and then you just completely lost your.
You
mind.
Really thought that I might be serious?
Yeah.
Please. I would never act like that to Reggie. I'd be really pissed and go, Reggie, you're killing me right now. I would never scream at anyone like that. Well, ever.
I don't think my reaction in here sold it that you weren't being mean to him.
However, I almost screamed like that at someone today at CVS. All right. Waiting for a prescription.
You're trying to buy two jackets?
I bought six jackets.
Did you give them to homeless people yet?
No. In fact, I don't have the guts to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't know this, but I bought six jackets to give away to homeless people.
Hey,
that
next time
cold.
Someone's asking for change in traffic, just throw them a jacket.
They'll literally change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Change your jacket.
Change.
But ask for theirs.
I'm going to need a wardrobe change.
You won't drive off until they give.
I bought six jackets to give away to homeless people that are cold because in my neighborhood, sometimes when I'm walking around at 2, 3 in the morning, I see people sitting on the bus stop trying to sleep, and it's fucking freezing outside. It's in the low 40s here. Right now it is.
It's actually not freezing.
It's unbelievably cold, though.
God damn, you know what I just realized? I'm one of those people that cares. That rat that I... Oh, I shouldn't have talked about that.
You killed a rat?
I caught a rat, though, and I let it go, and immediately, it was freezing the next night. I'm like, I hope that rat that I let go out in the wilderness is okay. I hope he's not too cold. And if there was,
And if he comes back on my property again, I'm going to kill him.
That's right.
If there was, little jackets for rats, I would go out there and I would give him a jacket. Before, I would give a homeless person a jacket. I am totally that fucking guy that cares more about little stupid animals than I do about people.
I'm with you. So I have these jackets.
Oh, I hate
they're very bulky.
Stanley banging a rat wearing.
I'm
a jacket.
Walking out of CVS, which is where I bought them, and a homeless guy approaches me, and I basically run the other way because I don't want to have to give him money when I had jackets for
what
him.
What does that sound?
I don't know. It sounds like we're listening to some sort of air traffic controller in the background.
I got a control panel here where I can listen to TV if I wanted to.
That's pretty show.
Oh, and it's. And I recognize who it is, too, because he said, the folks. All right. I just find a little button where I can tune out completely. I literally tune out and listen to something else.
Oh, you want to hear sad news. Diana Vandekamp had to put her dog to sleep today.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the fun update.
Well, I figured.
Bob Corker. Could you hear that?
Who's Bob Corker?
Yes, I was texting back and forth with Diana this morning. Very sad. Let's not talk more about sad things.
Seriously.
Good luck to you, Diana.
Do you want to do a round of quick fire topics?
Sure, yeah.
That I asked listeners for 3 weeks ago, and we never did it.
Let's do it.
Okay, hold on. I have to find...
It's a lot of tension, and not very likely that we're going to pull the show out of the friggin'...
It's not. It's not. It's great. The show's the best.
Good attitude. Very Christmassy. I really love this handheld paper shredder. I'm not even kidding.
I thought you would.
I love the box, too.
I thought you would. Sorry, the box is kind of fucked up. The last one they had. I like how people think that I was serious with Reggie. I'm just that good of an actor.
You're pretty good.
And people didn't see your face.
Were you scared?
Yeah.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. But
dude, you know what's awesome is now you have to go apologize to Reggie.
Oh, I don't. I'll be like, Reggie, I was fucking kidding. Everyone knew I was kidding except for you. What's wrong with him?
He's got his headphones on outside listening. He's like, phew.
Real quick, before we start asking the topics.
I think he's taking a rape shower right now with his clothes on.
I was having a terrible day. I really was.
Jack, I didn't Jillian know that rape shower thing was real.
Worried to be around me because I was like really on edge. I had all this like nervous, angry energy. And like things were just stressing me out. And I hate it when I get to be like that. I hate it. But the topper was this. I was at a CVS because I was waiting for some prescriptions. So I had to drop off prescription and wait for the medication to come back for Jillian because she's got walking bronchitis and she's on her deathbed yet again. God, I married a fragile one. And anyways, so I'm walking around CVS. Got to pee bad.
I didn't want to comment because
what?
God forbid something happens to your wife.
Nothing's going
to
happen. So listen, I
might have killed her.
What? Mines, that's hilarious stuff. So I got to pee really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wandering around the CVS store, like, waiting for this prescription. And, of course, the men's bathroom is closed. It's out of order. So I go up to some stalker dude. When I say stalker guy, I mean, like, he's like a 45-year-old man.
Overcoat.
50-year-old man. Not overcoat. Yeah, he's, like, putting stuff on the shelves. I say, hey, man, I really got to pee, and I'm waiting for a prescription. Can I use the bathroom? Unfortunately, the men's plumbing is having an issue.
Now, where do you pee, then?
And you say my men's plumbing's having an issue right now.
Because they're one of these things where you got to like use a key, like a code. I'm like, dude, I just got to pee. What's the code for the girls? Because they're like single stalls, right? Mm-hmm. It's you just open the door, and he just stops what he's doing. For the first time, really looks at me, and he starts going, I can't let you go in the girls' bathroom, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to fucking whiz on the...
And like, dude, there's
girls in there.
There's single stalls. No one's in there already knocked. I just got to pee real quick. And he stopped. He looked at me up and down again, and he was just like indignant. Like he couldn't believe I was actually asking him this question. It was as though I was saying, "Excuse me, sir. You see all this merchandise I have here? Please tell me where there's a good back door without any kind of alarms that'll go off that I can steal all this stuff." That's what I would expect.
And should I pull my car around first?
So of course I just start following him around while doing his job. And here's how I'm just going. It's kind of odd that you would talk to me that way when I'm a customer and I'm waiting for a prescription that I'm getting here. Where do you pee, sir, when you have to go to the bathroom? And he's answering all the questions. He's like, I go next door.
What?
I go to the bathroom.
What's next door, by the way?
Go to the bathroom. It's a
freeway.
It's a restaurant. I'm like, they don't care if you don't buy anything in there.
You buy something every time he goes in.
He's like, no, they know me because I work here. I'm like, I'm sure you're a great guy to know. They all enjoy watching you come into their establishment. I don't seem to mind. He was like answering all my questions.
Well, when are you guys going to call the fucking plumber and get your goddamn bathroom fixed?
But I was very upset.
You found like a mountain ram that was banging horns against you.
I don't remember anyone being that indignant with me in a long time. And it was a simple question. It wasn't like I was asking to have sex with his underage daughter.
It's too bad. You
pushing the envelope. You started off soft.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, anyone goes to some.
Honestly, if his daughter was in that bathroom and she was like having some kind of like medical issue,
mm-hmm.
and I asked to go in the bathroom, I would expect that kind of a response. Yeah. Like, I know your daughter's in there and she's half naked. Can I please go in there and pee? He would be like, are you kidding me? No. But there was an empty bathroom.
Yeah.
With running water. Let me just fucking
That's when
hate
you
that
say,
guy.
I'm undercover. I'm the president of CVS.
Yes. I'm Mr. C. Why didn't you ask for the manager and just explain? I'm waiting for a prescription.
Prescription.
And
I think he might have been the manager.
Oh, really? And the drugs I need are to keep me from peeing.
I don't think. Did he try and say like it's against the law?
No, he was just like he couldn't. He's one of these guys that's like such a like a concrete thinker. You know what I mean? I bet you he's never stepped foot in a girl's bathroom ever. He's one of those guys. Not. You might have gotten drunk once and like looked inside one and giggled.
When we were leaving your wedding, Mickey and I stopped in Solvang, mm-hmm. and there was a public restroom on a busy street.
I saw the video. You shot a video.
Oh, did I send it to you?
Maybe. Yeah.
But he went in the women's room and I stood outside for 2.5 minutes pointing the camera.
Because Mickey didn't even
door.
Know. He was like in the middle. He was in a rush.
It actually turned. It was actually funny.
It was pretty funny, yeah. And he ran into the girls' bathroom and then Mike just waited for him and he revealed. He revealed. All right, we could ask him. I could ask him some questions there, Ty, or we could just end the show now.
Someone said you should talk about Rune and about how handsome he is, and that without him, Loveline wouldn't exist. So this person is on a lot of drugs.
This is a listener of ours? Oh, I don't like to hear listeners of ours.
There's like a Rune
fan
club growing on our growing on her page.
Do they know that Rune is not Mike Atherwood? I mean, it sounds like Mike Atherwood.
It really does. It's Mad Libs. They took out a comment about Mike and dropped in Rune.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought of two things.
A lot of people suggested we talk about the show.
I think my zoo pass is going to expire pretty soon.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know you had a zoo pass.
Yeah, I bought it as soon as I moved up here. Two, I think my lease is up in like a month and a half.
Yeah, you brought this up last night.
Do you guys remember when I moved in? Because I don't. Was it February?
Oh, it's going to be a while because it was after I moved, wasn't it?
Didn't you time it with the Mayan calendar?
I moved in February. And I think you moved a little after me.
I got to check. It may have been March, but
I think
I'm
it's probably March
God.
Or April.
Actually, I would like to have another couple of months because I'm tormenting my neighbor full time.
Oh, my God.
24 hours a day.
Yeah, he's got like two or three iPads going right now.
I got it. It's going right now.
Yep. Doing what?
It's on a loop of Mac Break Weekly, a podcast. There's seven episodes. They're an hour and a half to 2 hours long. I have it. I have one of them on triple speed.
The shit-eating grin on Anderson's face right now.
And it's subwoofer bass going up, and I know it's working because within 3 minutes of turning it up, he gets up and stomps around, and he's up constantly now.
Mike, all you've done is make him stomp around more.
And when I come home and his car's not there, guess what time that is? Charging time.
What is it?
Oh. I charge the iPad. Not kidding.
Mike, you're a disturbed individual.
I also learned...
And I don't just say that for effect. Like, there's something
I learned three great things.
The most vindictive bullshit.
Now, I learned three great things. One is when I turn the shower on, that wakes them up. Two is I don't pay for water. And three is if I leave the hot water shower running for like an hour, it's like a humidifier, and I love it. The whole place is humid. In fact, I walked in... I left it on for like 2 hours and came home. I'm not even kidding. I went to the improv, hung around, loitered for like an hour and a half, went home. I walked in and my glasses, I opened the door, immediately fogged over. And the shower isn't even near the front door.
So basically you have an Amazon full of iPads and helpful Mac podcasts. Yes.
Granted, there's mold all over my pillows. But no, those are three good things.
Could we hear some more listener questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could use this computer.
I need to know when my lease expires.
No, everything around here gets worse by the moment.
Where should I move, by the way? Should I do my initial plan? I'm thinking the Valley.
Ironically, someone said talk about how the world's ending on December 21st, and then Mike's probably going to have a panic attack about it.
Originally, I was supposed to be getting married today. That was my original plan.
Hour and 25 minutes ago.
When I first asked Jills to get married, I said, hey, you want to get married the day before end of the world? That'd be kind of funny.
Matthew Crawford says we should talk about how grape nuts are neither grapes nor nuts.
What's the deal? What's the grill?
Yes, I was just going to say, let's not talk about that, and we started launching into it.
Richard says we should talk about the military.
All right. I'm not in the military. I did like Platoon a lot, though. And I think Full Metal Jacket is awesome.
I was in the KISS Army.
Mm-hmm. What? Someone says, did you ever tell Mike that I lost my virginity while listening to the show? I feel like he'd be uncomfortable with that.
I thought that was a joke.
Is that a male or a female? Where'd you? Do you already read these?
Chase,
I think somebody texted or tweeted that or posted it on the After Disaster
Chase
Facebook
Gwinden.
Page.
I like Brian Cohan, who's in the military. He's the guy that we're supposed to send stuff to.
Chase Gwinden sounds like a character.
When that
from
guy
Star
comes
Wars.
Back,
I think he might be back.
We should let him make a website for us.
We need to let him wheel his wheelchair in here and tell us about what it was like.
Oh, and everyone that gave Jillian and I a little something for our. Our honeymoon, I emailed all of you except for three of you. I don't have your email addresses.
How much stuff did you get? Holy smokes.
No, it was like 15 listeners sent something. Brian Cohan's one of them.
That's pretty great. Yeah.
Hope I'm saying the name right, Cohan.
I'm going to
Brian
tell you guys when my birthday is so you guys can send me stuff.
I like Brian a lot. No, this is for something special. Birthdays aren't. You had nothing to do with it. I picked my date.
Good point. You're right.
Fiji.
So it's April 23rd.
It's not true. Okay. More topics?
Forcing Mike to be a guest on another podcast.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear the beginning of that.
I still think you need to go out, Mike, and get famous so that the podcast can make it.
I got invited to do a few more podcasts, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm. Which
I'm going to
be?
Do Daniel Stewart and Felicia Michaels' new podcast called She Said What, and then I'm doing Tom Wilson's Big Pop Fun.
Heard of either one of those people. I have
Tom Wilson's
Tom Wilson.
A fantastic
I know
man.
Tom Wilson.
One of the nicest people I've ever known.
He sings for the Beatles. I mean, the Beach Boys.
Speaking of the Beatles, did you guys see that benefit concert for Katrina?
No. Who's Katrina?
Or, I mean, for Sandy?
Who's Sandy?
Holy smokes, that concert was amazing. Roger Waters, Paul McCartney. It was incredible.
Let's get Reggie in here.
Like the mixes
Christmas cheer
with Paul McCartney playing with Chris Novels.
Okay, we can't talk about music.
Talk about how Anderson should pipe down and let Tyler's genius shine.
All right, let's try that out.
All right.
Shine away.
No, you have to talk about something so that I can
just shine on your own. Just do a solo shine.
With my wacky solo shine.
I'm a little shine.
Solo shine sounds like... Shine.
Hold on, guys. You guys go ahead.
Solo shine sounds like a lube for your personal time.
It's different from the other lube because this one contains caustic chemicals.
When it's time to get alone, I like to bring out solo shine.
Yep. Warning, do not get near a vagina.
What?
You can't put it on a vagina. It's got some chemicals that interact.
A New Year's Reggie. A resolution. A New Year's resolution.
Vagina. It's a song from the Bloodhound Gang. Vagina.
They have a song called Vagina?
It's great. It's really funny, and it rocks.
Does anyone know a Bloodhound Gang song besides Mammals or whatever that song's called? Discovery Channel song?
That whole record is good.
Is it just all about sex?
The opening song is called I Hope You Die, and it's fantastic. Find the Vagina song and see if it's online.
I'm sure it is.
It's not called Vagina, though, but I'm sure if you punch in Bloodhound Gang Vagina, it'll come up. The best part about that song, besides that it's about vaginas, is the end when they go to... They go an octave up, and it makes me giggle. I know it's a super immature, stupid song, but it still makes me giggle. I like that band, actually. I love that record. The coolest part about that CD, No, that's not it.
Some of them are hairy. Some
of not them it.
It's literally called Bloodhound Gang Vagina Song.
That's not it.
Some are kind of scary. How could this not be it? It's about vaginas.
Just find another one. That's not it.
Where's Reggie? Where's Reggie?
He's on his way.
I kind of like this one, though.
Kind of a Mike Carano take on vaginas.
Pretty good.
Mike Banner's new ringtone.
Some belong to virgins.
Find the other one.
They're really tight and strong.
You didn't like that part? Hey, Reggie, welcome to the program. Come on, sit down. Grab a seat.
I came to some conclusions about
anal sex
that we'll talk about later.
About
how it's about power and it's not about enjoyment.
He's on too. Let's talk about power.
The vagina definitely feels better.
Reggie, welcome to the program.
It's about a guy trying
to have
power over a woman because he probably hates women.
Why is he not on?
You said him too.
Oh, I meant
two. Mr. Literal over there.
Okay.
You sure you got two on?
Yep. There we go.
Hello.
Yeah, take him out of one, though. Take one out of two.
Anderson wants two.
Yes.
All right, cool. Hi, Reggie.
Hi.
Well, it's been a long time since you've been in here.
Reggie, what's with the beads?
Is that rosary?
It's a rosary.
Oh, got it.
Do you do the Hail Marys?
No, I don't.
Why not, Reggie? I think you've probably got some sin in your life here and there. You should do some Hail Marys every now and again.
Well.
Cleanse yourself.
What if it's because he thinks there's a vampire in the parking lot?
But when it comes to sin, I'm sure that you can't throw the stones at anybody. Right?
Oh, I'm not throwing stones in this glass house, sir.
Okay.
I'm just saying that.
What if
you know.
Reggie has battles with vampires when no one's around?
That'd
be
that
exciting.
Means. You know he can hear you, right?
Yeah. Mike Thanks. Just talked about vampires.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
You know why I didn't say it? I only hear myself.
That's nice.
Hey, so, Reg, did you think that I was serious just now when I was screaming and yelling? You knew that I wasn't, right?
Yeah, I did.
You thought I was serious?
I did.
Oh, Reggie.
I thought so too, Reggie, to be fair.
Everyone thought I was serious, barely, because I'm a good actor. Want to see it again?
No, not really.
You sure? You sure? I can pull it out.
I'm
Whatever.
Sure you can.
Have you ever heard of Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yes, I have.
I rival his acting ability. Yeah. It's been said.
Rival?
Then you missed your calling.
I don't know about that. I mean,
the phone's still
right
ringing.
Here. Doing it right here, you know, for you, the listeners. Were you scared? Did you think I was going to leap out of my chair and chase you down?
It was kind of like watching a lion.
Or were you going to pepper spray him?
You were just kind of like frozen. You know what it made me worry about? What if I was a perpetrator? What if I was a perp and I was acting like that? Did we see the way you would react? Because you just kind of froze. What would you do? How would you get, if I was a perp going crazy like that and I was on these premises?
I'm saying perp.
And I was berating all the people around
me. You'd be a perp already.
Because I'm a perp. How would you deal with that?
Well, I have to call the police on you.
It's kind of a pabby way of going about things.
Tyler would probably be on top of that.
I'd be in my car and gone.
What are you reaching for, Reg? Now I'm scared. What are you reaching for?
No, seriously.
Keys. Oh, okay, keys. Thanks for getting my keys. I'm going to leave my keys back there often, though. I like to leave them in the door.
Oh, I saw that the other night. And,
well, yeah, but the thing about it is anybody could come in.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, well. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
right.
that.
Okay.
But no one's going to come in. Who's going to come right. in? Really?
Okay. Reggie, yeah. check this out.
I got those for him for
well,
Christmas.
Well, you know.
What are you reaching for, Reggie?
The whole idea is that, you know, I am security.
You are security.
All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So you're telling me that I can't do what I want to do in my
well,
own workplace.
You can do what you want to do.
Remember that time when you got mad at me because I left my car running outside? And you came in and you were very upset.
Why would you do that?
Because I forgot something. So I came back in here, grabbed it, and I went right back out. Reggie was already...
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to judge you because I left my car open tonight. I stood outside of it for 35 minutes listening to the radio, and I left the car running so the heater was blowing out the window and keeping me warm.
What?
Warm.
Why didn't you just
I've done it. I've done that like 50 times.
Reggie, what are your plans for Chris Moss?
Oh.
You been doing anything? Anything special?
Moss? Just working.
You going to Mass?
No.
No? Uh-uh. Reggie.
Anderson.
Reggie. You want a ticket to heaven, you better get...
Anderson, yeah. Are you throwing stones again?
Oh, I guess I was.
Hey, I got a good idea. Why don't the three of us go to Mass, and then we can talk about it on the show?
Oh. Who's the three of us?
Wait, can we leave early?
Yeah, that's bro. Mass is like 4 hours long.
No, I mean, we go, and we all start coughing.
Is that why they call it Mass, bro?
All of our phones ring at the same time. We get up to take the call.
Reggie.
Hold on, it's God.
We're going to end the show now.
Okay.
You have anything you'd like to say to the listeners who have not heard your voice in quite some time?
Well, I'm still out there trying to get, dropping out of school ain't cool.
Any new material?
No new material. Haven't done anything, unfortunately, or haven't done anything with the old material, but
you should come up with a rap for the Hispanic community, hard. Like Chris Moss is no and, Moss.
No.
Why is it no Moss?
Still,
I don't know.
Keeping up the
that's
good
Reggie's
fight.
Problem to figure that out.
Were you someone expecting the world to end today like a lot of these other people out here?
No.
No. You know that the world is supposed to end today?
According to whom?
The Mayan calendar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Mayans have come out. The Mayans have come out and said that it just repeats.
I don't think the Mayans exist
anymore. They came out.
I don't think they came They're out.
Their descendants
out of their
came out.
Graves.
I'm coming out of the closet, Reggie. Guys. I'm Mayan.
All right.
All right, Reg, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, man. Good to see you. Miss you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. And
you're looking at me like I'm an animal that shouldn't be trusted or something. I don't like the way you're looking at me, Reg.
He's very intuitive.
Wow.
No, that's all right. It's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at him. Shifty-eyed, Reggie.
Oh, my God. You're
do
doing
that
what
thing,
this, you're
do
doing
that thing
this woman did to me.
Head?
No, this woman did that to me at Disneyland. She was and it was one of those handicap carts, and she had her head to the side, but her eyes were straight ahead, and it was so creepy.
He turned, Reggie, what he
so
just did, he turned his head to look at Mike,
yeah,
and then he looked back at me, but didn't turn his head. Like, yeah. I'm watching you still.
This woman in her cart had her head turning one way. She wasn't looking that way. She was looking straight ahead at me. And like I wouldn't notice her eyeballs are facing at me.
Tyler, start playing the music. How about that?
What had you done?
I freaked out.
Reggie, have you heard
what had you done to her?
Nothing. I was just crossing paths with her.
Uh-huh.
I was pointing at her.
All right.
And laughing.
People want to see you on the video, Reg, but people
we don't have
people
video
want
on.
Too much. Oh, the video's off now.
No, we've never had video tonight.
It's been on the entire time.
Hey, look at the screen's fine.
What?
Oh, is it on?
Yeah, it's totally on. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Rune lied to me. Rune! Yeah,
what do you think of Rune? What's your real take on Rune, Reggie?
Who?
Exactly. Now, there's someone suggesting that he's handsome, and if it wasn't for him, there'd be no love line. And I take umbrage. Have you seen The Hobbit?
Not yet, no.
What's the last movie you saw, Reg?
Last movie that I saw was the Spider-Man movie.
You like it?
Yeah.
I didn't like it when he was saying, when he was swinging, and he said, hey, I'm swinging here.
He didn't say that.
He did. And I turned it off. He absolutely did.
You turned it off?
No, he
did. I was on a plane.
Oh. He got him and just put his hand over the projector.
I saw Life of Pi.
Yeah, I know. You didn't like it that much.
I liked it, but I didn't love it.
It's phenomenal. One of the greatest movies I've seen. It was the best movie I've seen this year.
It was good.
Sure.
It was good.
Best movie I've seen this year, Reg. It's about a boy and a tiger. Very good. This movie, this music
I'll
make
take
you feel.
I'll take your word for it.
You would like it.
You would totally like Life of Pi. It's a lot about God. Yeah. A lot of God in there. Does this music make you feel like you probably would if you were on drugs? Like if you ever tried drugs, do you think it would sound like this? you feel like this?
No, I've never tried drugs.
I know. Can you imagine though? Like,
no, I can't.
Listen, just listen to it.
Have you tried alcohol though?
No, I haven't.
Wow. You've never had any desire?
No.
What about a cough drop? You ever try one of those?
I think I've had a few cough drops.
Cough drops to make you feel all funny? Robitussin?
No.
Scissor? No. Reggie. You got to try something, man. It's never too late to give it a shot. I got a couple cigarettes if you want to go outside. You get a nice little head buzz. It's nice.
Does grape soda get you high?
No.
You do drink a lot of that soda, Reggie.
What soda?
Well, there's video of you drinking like two or three.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And you said that I think your exact quote was that the soda kills the germs because you were sick. Remember that? You don't remember that?
No, I didn't say that.
Reggie, you absolutely said that.
I didn't say that.
Reggie, I'm concerned about you.
You're misquoting me.
No.
Don't put words in my mouth,
Anderson. That technically said that the acid.
Do not put words in my mouth.
You said the acid kills the bad germs.
No.
Oh, Reggie.
Never say that.
Uh-huh. All right. Well,
I believe you.
All right, Reggie. Anything else? Do you want to go to the Hollywood Park finally this summer? I never see you anymore, Edge. When I do, I just yell at you, apparently. Look at him. The way he just laughed at me was like evil. All right, come on now.
What is it?
You want to go on a date? Like, go see the horses?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to go with me? Remember, we were supposed to go, and then it didn't happen.
When are we going?
I don't know, this summer. It's only open in the summertime. I think it'd be fun. Could you gamble on horses, or is that bad?
I probably would.
Wait, you wouldn't even put like a dollar down on a long shot?
Is there a reason they don't? Horses don't like to run in the cold or something?
Which is like a season. Like, well, I'm sure they don't like to run in the cold or the rain, but like it's only open for like 3 months out of the year.
It's probably because people don't want to go out in the cold.
Reggie, remember when I was showing you the terrible pictures on this computer?
I'm growing. One thing I know about people, they don't like cold.
Remember that? Remember when I kept showing you? The naked men pictures, that was funny.
You want to show me something now?
You want to see something?
No, I don't want to see it.
Oh, look, Reggie. Oh, it's just the message words. I'm kidding. There's nothing. Oh, it just turned off. Reggie, you really don't like me. I can tell. Reggie. I was joking. I wasn't really mad at you. But now I'm getting mad because you're being mean.
Mm-hmm. This has like acid, and they'll burn that.
Really? Is that good?
Yeah, it's good because if it's like...
You want to burn your throat?
I want to burn the germ that's causing the problem.
Boom. Bang.
But it wasn't... I don't think that was soda. You didn't hear the whole thing.
What was it then, Rich?
I think it was taken out... I think it was taken out of context.
What do you think that liquid was that you're talking
about? Well, why do I have to think about it? Because he has that, then he probably has the whole thing.
So it's not so much the sugar that I'm drinking it for.
Huh? Sugar.
One. Just kidding. Drink both those grapes?
I did.
That's a lot of sugar, man.
Hold on! I got so excited just now because I was comfortable. Reggie! Red-handed!
I didn't know we were going to pull out.
This is like the...
I feel like CSI right now.
No, it feels
this
like,
is like
the,
court.
When the senator gets like busted like with the actual hooker. Like she's in the room with them under the sheets. Reggie! Dead in his tracks. Huh?
I remember saying it.
All right. Hey, Reg, honestly, good to see you. I miss you. And keep fighting the good fight.
Have a happy holiday, too.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Reg. See you, buddy.
I can't, though, because my parents beat me at Christmas, so I just weep.
All right, honestly, good night, everybody. Reggie, I'm sorry it was such a terrible show.
The no bullshit zone. Yeah, disaster. We'll call you out of your shit if we can find it really quick.
That was awesome the way you did that, because I thought we were just going to let it slide.
Oh, that wasn't going to ride.
Did you see his face?
I always get worried because I don't want to be like I'm being extra mean or anything, but it's just hard to communicate without seeming like a
dick.
It's
funny that you're definitely concerned about Reggie not liking you, but you couldn't give a fuck if Rune thinks it's like...
Well, because Rune can stick up for himself.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? All right.
I still find it fascinating that that's the guy in charge of security.
What does he's what's he watching? Just it's an empty building across the street, and it's essentially an empty
parking
lot.
I know, but you, just like you said, if there's a perp in the parking lot, his first course of action is to call the police.
No, remember what it was last time we asked him?
Couldn't they hire a kid to sit in a booth out there and call the cops?
Remember what we asked him last time? He said that he would be firm. He would be assertive.
He's like the principal of the parking lot.
Guys, I use so much restraint not to fake freak out on him again.
Good job.
Yeah, I didn't want to upset everyone in the room. Honestly, good night.
I'm not sleepy, but I was low energy tonight, and I feel like I've...
That's Mike's...
once again.
This is the worst show we've ever done. That's his tagline.
I just feel like I've dropped the ball the last couple of weeks.
Mike, you've literally said this, I think, every single show we've ever done.
Well, I'm consistent, at least.
Yep.
The hatred in Reggie's eyes when I was reminding him of showing... Cause
it wasn't hatred. It was...
What was it? It was a weird thing.
He was shocked.
Shocked?
Was exactly what you said, as if somebody got in trouble for shoplifting and they denied it left and right, and then you went, let's watch the security camera.
No, I'm talking about when I said, do you remember when I showed you those horrible pictures of those naked men? And he was just
Did he avert his gaze from the screen when you turned it around?
I was just trying to show him the message boards, and he just locked eyes with me, and he's like, uh-huh, I'm not going to look. Like angry, Reggie, like you're not getting me again.
Guns.
I would not be shocked if Reggie did something very nefarious to me one day. Would not be shocked at all.
All four tires are flat, and he's like, I didn't see what happened.
No, I'm not talking about cutting the brakes or making an explosion happen. Thank God the man's not handy.
I'd be in trouble. Maybe this is a big scam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's the long con.
This is like that George Clooney movie, The American. He plays dumb, like he doesn't know about constructing devices, but he's a master mechanic behind the scenes.
Good night, everybody.
Guys, what are we going to do? Let's go talk in the parking lot about what our New Year's show is going to be or our next year.
Home. Okay.
Everybody.
Tyler, that's the attitude we're talking about right there.
Hope you guys have a nice
holiday.
Did you
even talk about how fucked up you are and how we didn't even give him the business, really, after all this? Full circle. Here we are back.
He's home, at least.
What?
Next time you know you're not going to be on the show, show a little respect and let us know. Huh?
I let you guys know.
Because here's what it is. You're not giving yourself enough credit. You're a big part of the show, and if you're not on it, we'd like to know, Ty.
Yeah, I want to make something clear right now.
Also, post the goddamn thing.
If I give you enough head start, you'll just invite Scott by Scott, and we can't be having that.
Hey, by the way, who's been paying for the web? Is it my turn to pitch in or something, or what's the scoop?
It's just been coming out of my account.
Okay, good. I want to make it clear right now to you guys and to the listeners. I'm in for the snow thing.
Okay, cool.
So if we don't do it,
we're going to go figure it out.
It's because someone else dropped the ball.
It's going to be Ty.
That's fine.
Probably. Tyler will be like, I'll be in D.C. Dude, it's your wife leading the charge. All right, good night. Last word.
Really? I really, I'm in for the snow thing. I think it'll be fun.
Stop doing that thing where you turn off your mic and then you leave it on and say, like,
what?
A little aside.
I think it'd be great. I don't know why Tyler gives us such
the worst.
Maybe we should, honestly, maybe we should find, like, somebody that could come in here.
No.
Because Tyler's just not into it anymore.
Why don't we just get a listener to come in?
Well, there's plenty of listeners that would.
Let's do it.
Honestly, I think Scott would be good.
How do we tell him?
I really think that he's on the verge of quitting. He's probably going to be done soon. We just let it happen naturally.
Maybe,
like, how do we kill this old dog? It's like, he's 14. He's gonna, you know. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I know. Anyways. I think if he doesn't go to the snow with us, it'd be kind of like,
it's obvious. It's
your acting is better when you're yelling at Reggie.
And telling us he doesn't want to be part of it.
It's a declaration of his own independence.
Yep, really. It's basically him. We're CVS, and he's about to piss in the aisle.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
If you would have done that. I hate that word piss, by the way.
I don't like it either. You know, the FCC's got a problem with piss and tits.
The fuck?
I agree with
the fuck does?
I don't like piss or tits.
I don't like tits either, but I used it in a video today.
You shouldn't do that.
Yesterday.
It makes you look a little class, bro.
Everyone knows I'm classy.
I can't wait to talk about politically correct stuff on the next show. These jeans are too tight, I think.
Yeah, I don't like that when you put your leg up and it squeezes.
I don't like it either.
All right.
Go ask Tyler. What the deal is. Oh, shit!
Oh, my God, the mics have been on that whole time?